My name is Andy, and this is the most magical podcast on earth. When I'm not on holiday at Walt Disney World, I'm planning a holiday to Disney. And when I'm not planning a holiday to Disney, I'm talking about Disney with other UK fans like me who make the trip to Orlando and the House of the Mouse. So whether you're a parks professional or a Florida first timer, this is the podcast for you. Each episode, I'll be chatting to other Disney superfans to share memories of their magical times, answering your Walt Disney World questions, getting you all the latest news from the parks, and finding out what's happening right now in Orlando. So get your ears on as we take you to the most magical place on earth. This is the most magical podcast on earth as part of the Secret Recordings Network. We're here with brand new episodes every other week. Don't miss them. Hit that subscribe button. Tell your friends where you are. Share it around. We're going to be catching up with Tyler on this episode of the podcast soon. We've got some exciting news about Universal that you probably know about. And we're also here to answer your questions every podcast. The doors are always open. Anything you want to know when it comes to planning your trip, do give me a shout. We're on all the socials, Facebook, Instagram, X, Threads, TikTok, all of them. At Pod Magical is where we are. Louisa will be going to Walt Disney World later on this year with a 10-year-old who loves to crawl. Where are the best places for a toddler to toddle in the parks, Andy? Any ideas? I don't have a toddler, never had a toddler, never been with a baby. So if it was me, I would say, do you know what I would do? I would pack a picnic, or I would get a hot dog from Casey's at Magic Kingdom, or maybe something from Starbucks, and I'd take a picnic blanket and I'd sit in the hub, Plaza Gardens, Magic Kingdom, right in the middle there, in front of a castle. Put that down, have a picnic, and let your toddler toddle away, burn off a little bit of energy. I think inside Dumbo as well, in the tent there, I think there's places for little ones to crawl around, and I think also the Boneyard, Animal Kingdom, are some good places to go. Or maybe you might spend a lot of time, if you're staying at Disney, you might spend a lot of time around the pool. It's quite a good place as well. But to have a great time, let us know what you get up to. We'd love to know your feedback, Louisa. If you've got a question, at Pod Magical, if you want to be a guest, send me a message on there as well. Let's catch up with Tyler. Time to talk Disney World with this episode's guest. Let's say hello to Tyler. How you doing, Tyler?
Hey, I'm not too bad. Not too bad at all.
So let's see. How many trips to Disney World have you got under your belt? Or should I say under your ears?
I have got 7 with my 8th coming up.
Oh, blimey. So what is it that you love about Walt Disney World then?
Oh, well, it's the immersiveness, you know, that as soon as you get off the plane in Orlando, you're immersed with Disney and just the excitement. And when you get to the parks as well, it's just that everyone's in that Disney bubble, and it just makes you feel at home, really. I'm a massive Disney geek. Whenever I go, there's always just something new to see, and it just brings that magic all the time. So, yeah.
When you say Disney geek, so is it the characters? Is it the rides? Is it the shows? Is it like the mechanic? Is it the behind the scenes? What kind of Disney geek are you?
I love how everything comes together to make this immersive feel. You know, just how you can go from walking down like Main Street and you've got all the little intricate little bits, and then you see characters, and you just... And then the rides, how they, you know, you look at the rides from the outside and they don't look big. And then all of a sudden it's this massive scale, and it's just behind the scenes and just how it all works, really. Yeah. And yeah, it's just fantastic.
So when was the first time you went to Disney?
I went in 2002. I was 4 years old. I went with my parents, my sister and my grandparents, and we stayed sort of outside of Disney. We stayed in a townhouse in Davenport. So, yeah, first time. Not really a lot of, you know, I can't remember since back
then. I was going to say, yeah, can you remember anything from that trip being only 4 years old?
Not really. Like, it's, my granddad's got the old camcorders of videos. He used to video us all the time over there, and there's, you know, still on cassette tapes and stuff. So,
they need transferring onto like DVDs or.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
Get them on YouTube.
Yes, definitely.
And when was the last time you went then? So you were 4 years old in 2002. You've had, what, 8 trips? So when was the last time? What was your most recent trip?
It was 2022, June. So I was 25 when I went.
Because you've got a family of your own now, yeah?
Yeah, I've got a family of my own. I've got a 7-month daughter and my fiance. So yeah, I've got a little family of my own now that I'm spreading the Disney love in with.
Oh, so your 7-month old, she's not been to Disney World yet then?
No, not yet. No, not yet.
Because that's going to be when you take her for the first time. That's going to be like seeing it through new eyes and like going again for your first time, really, isn't it? Taking your child for the first time.
Oh, yeah. You know, because I went with just my partner in 2022, and obviously she's going to be 9 months when I go this year. And yeah, just the whole excitement like is completely different. You know, we've got to plan it differently, and you know, the rides, we won't be doing little bits for her, meeting more characters and stuff. So it'll be, yeah, it's another excitement in whole, really.
So you've already got that trip planned?
Yeah, already planned and booked, ready to go. Yes.
Ooh, talk me through it.
So we're going in Easter break with a few friends. This is their first times as well. So we're sort of the leaders of the group. They basically just said, look, just do it. Just we'll follow your lead.
Good. Yes. Yeah, and you will.
Yeah, definitely. And and then we thought, you know, obviously our little one came along last year, and then it's just been, you know, we planned it in 2022 like that. We were going to have, I said to my partner, I said, the next time we come to Disney, we'll have a baby, like a child of us. And then lo and behold, it's happening.
And it's only like less than 2 months away. So where will you be staying? You're going to stay on site?
No, we're staying in a villa for the first time, just to be, so it's not too rational. So we could do things outside of Disney as well, because obviously we've got Universal booked and all, just so our friends can have the whole experience. But mainly I've drilled Disney into them quite hard.
Oh, of course, yes. It's quite nice to have somewhere to go for that downtime as well, if you've got a little one.
Yeah. It's, you know, we do want to try and stay on site a lot more when she gets older as well, that she starts to walk and talk and stuff. It'll be nice for that.
Do you tend to, have you ever stayed on site? Have you?
We stayed in 2022, we stayed in a good neighbor hotel next to Disney Springs. So we got,
how did you find that?
Amazing. Absolutely fantastic. It was, to be honest, it was one of my best experiences. Like the fact you got, it was all Disney kitted out. So you still got that immersive feel as a Disney hotel. And that you had all the Disney transport, and we were like a 3-minute walk from Disney Springs. So that was even more fantastic, you know, having that on your doorstep. But yeah, we would definitely be doing that again, 100%.
And you still get the early access, don't you, to the Disney parks when you're in a good neighbor hotel? You still get to half an hour in the morning.
That half an hour, little bit of a nice grace period, I call it. So you can just sort of take it in, really, and just experience it all. Yeah, it was brilliant. Yeah. And obviously waking up, and then, you know, where our window is, you sort of could see bits of Disney Springs and stuff. And you could see all the icons as well from our hallway.
All right.
So you could see Tower of Terror, Epcot and all that. So
I also want to spend more time over at Disney Springs.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
It's when you're like, when you're not staying near Disney Springs, sometimes you go, oh, well, we're near the parks now, so we'll pop in and see the fireworks. But when you're at Disney Springs, you go, oh, I could just, you know, go out. There's so many new places to eat as well. Like,
oh, yeah.
Eat and Summer House by the Lakes. Like, I want to spend more time at Disney Springs just to eat.
Yes. Yeah. That is the same thing. You know, I've got my partner's got a list on her phone of, I think we've got like 2 pages full of restaurants and food that we're just going to try and devour while we're over there for 2 weeks.
Are you at your 60-day reservation yet? Can you start booking in?
We've done the first week of reservations. Right, okay. We got Crystal Palace, Winnie the Pooh and all.
Of course. These are going to be the perfect pictures with a little one.
Yes. Yeah. We got that at 8:30 in the morning. So so we're getting a little bit early and stuff, which is good. We've got Ogre's Cantina again.
For Dad,
Yeah, and then we've managed to book the Woody's Roundup Barbecue as well for the first time.
Yeah, not been there myself, but hopefully later on this year I can experience that. So it sounds good. Have you got a particular favourite restaurant, though, from all the times you've been?
It's got to be Be Our Guest. I think that's our favourite.
Yeah.
We'd done that on, well, silly us really, in 2022. We booked it for like 10 o'clock at night on our first day at Magic Kingdom.
10 o'clock at night?
Yes.
On the first day?
On the first day. And we arrived at the park at rope drop.
Oh my, and did you stay in Magic Kingdom all day?
All day.
First day?
Yeah, we were knackered. I don't know how we done it, to be fair. But it sort of made it worthwhile at the end of the night when you left the restaurant and the park was empty and you could get the photos at night in front of the castle. And yeah, it was brilliant. But yeah, I think we were suffering the next day. I think we'd done a nice chilled day, chilled park and just relaxed.
Did you manage to stay awake through your meal? You were falling asleep in the grey stuff, were you?
No. No, we just managed to finish our meals and stuff. And I think because we were so immersed and excited, I think that's what kept the tiredness down, to be fair. Yeah.
Back with our guest. In just a moment, a quick news update. There's, again, not a lot to tell you about stuff that's gone on in the parks. The investment call earlier this week revealed that 70% of Disney's $60 billion investment in parks is going to go to increasing capacity, which I think is what they needed. They're going to keep building hotels and DVC resorts. People need somewhere to go in the parks. Also on the call, we found out about Moana 2 coming to cinemas later on this year, and the Taylor Swift Eras Tour is going to be coming to Disney Plus, which I do believe means Taylor Swift is now a Disney princess. We have restaurant news. 1900 Park Fair at Disney's Grand Floridian Resort hasn't been open since the pandemic. It's been closed for 4 years. We know now it's going to reopen April the 10th. Going to be slightly different. That's where you used to get the Alice in Wonderland characters and stuff like that. Well, 1900 Park Fair will be reopened, as I say, on the 10th of April. We'll find out more early March. If you'd like to get married at Epcot, World Celebration Gardens is a brand new venue where you can get married now. That's been a big release from Disney's Fairy Tale Weddings, just under the shadow of Spaceship Earth. Looks beautiful as well, especially at night. A lot of work seems to be happening over at Tiana's Bayou Adventure. The upgrade to Splash Mountain continues. There's a lot of work. I think they've even put some water in there now. Here's a little bit of a theory. I might be wrong on this, but let's see what happens. Tuesday, Pancake Day, is Mardi Gras. Are they going to save the start of Mardi Gras for some Tiana announcements? We'll have to wait and see. Meanwhile, not a lot of news from Disney World and Disney Parks. However, Universal, they had their big reveal last week about Epic Universe. All the lands that are going to be coming to there. If you're a fan of monsters and How to Train Your Dragon, it's epic. It really is epic. So I think they're going to be drip feeding a lot of announcements over the coming months about what we can expect at Universal's new park. Anything happens between now and the next podcast in a couple of weeks, do follow us on the socials. I'll be first to let you know. At Pop Magical is where we are. Tyler's with us on the podcast talking about other places. You mentioned you go to Universal a lot. Where else do you go, and what do you think about the new Universal park?
Yeah, well, we haven't really. My partner's done the other parks. I've done like SeaWorld and stuff and all those when I was younger. But mainly I've done Universal. It's going to be good, but I think that it's not Disney, is it? You know, it's not.
It's not, but I think they're going to give them a run for their money.
Yeah, I think so. I think this is the park where they're going to, you know, bring in more people.
Yeah.
Definitely. And now, obviously, that means Universal's got three parks, and obviously with Disney's four,
Universal's claim that they've got three already, but that's a water park. I said you've got two in a water park. You'll have three in a water park. You won't have four. But I think what they've got, well, the problem is going to be like, you're going to want one day at Universal, one day at Islands, and then 2 days at Epic, and maybe a day in the water park. And suddenly you're looking at, maybe I need to stay at Universal for a week and Disney for a week rather than just staying at Disney for 2 weeks and maybe having a day at Universal or two. But it's
crazy. It. You know, I'll be extending to 3 weeks soon. And
yeah, I think that's the secret. yeah, just go for 3 weeks. Brilliant idea. So what is your favourite Disney World attraction?
Oh, there's so much to choose from attraction-wise. I think my thrill attraction would be Rock and Roll. That would be my go to if I had to tell someone, like my friends that are going, that they're like, what's a free ride? I would sit them down and tell them Rock and Roll.
Okay, I kind of break some news to you. It's down at the minute.
I know. I saw it's online.
It's not going to be open on your next trip.
No, I was so gutted when I saw it. I was like, no, it can't. I'll be banging on the doors.
You let me in. So what? Sorry, I interrupted you then with breaking news. Right. What are the attractions?
Probably, I think my most immersive ride would be Rise of the Resistance. I think.
Yeah.
I rode that for the first time in the previous trip, and you sort of walk through this little rock wall, and you're already immersed in this Star Wars story, and that then it just opens up, and you don't realize how big it, like on a scale, is massive, and the character and the, you know, the cast members, how they interact with you and play their parts, and it's really, really fantastic, and it makes you feel you're in that Star Wars, like it's in a film sort of thing. It's brilliant, absolutely brilliant.
You really are stepping foot into Hollywood movies, I think, now at Hollywood studios. But, you know, you're going to be more Toy Story next time you go.
Yeah, it's going to be all Toy Story and
Disney Junior.
And
Vampirina. You'll be all that next time. Do you have a favourite Disney World memory? Obviously, you're going to be making new ones in a couple of months' time, but from the times that you've been, any particular standout memories?
There's loads of memories. I think the two that I've got, I went in 2019 with my parents, my three other siblings, my sister's partner, and obviously my current partner. So we went as a big family, and I think just having that big family, it was amazing. Like, everyone had so much fun, and the smiles seeing from all their faces as well was brilliant. Yeah. I think my main one that sticks in was back in 2022 when we took photos with a baby grow to sort of when we found out that my partner was pregnant.
Yeah.
That's how we announced it to our friends and family. We gave them that Disney photo of in front of the castle of a little baby grow and told them all. And I think that just taking those photos with the cast member and stuff is just, that just sits in my, obviously in my head. That's the first memory that comes up.
You know what you're going to have to do when you go next time? Go to that exact position and have the same photo with your daughter. And then every time you go, she gets a little bit bigger.
Yeah, every time.
Take it, that exact position from baby grow to baby to little girl to maybe even adult.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think that's will be the plan, I think, 100%.
Is there anything you don't like about Walt Disney World? Apart from paying and having to come home and...
I think that's it. The come home, the final day, you know, we do Magic Kingdom on the final day. And I think that... just leaving the park, it makes you never want to leave. Like, but there isn't anything that I hate. There's not one thing. I've sat there at years thinking, there's got to be one thing that I dislike, and there isn't. Like, obviously you got like the prices and all, and obviously leaving, but yeah, nothing at all over there is a bad, I don't have a bad word really at all.
No bad word to say against Mickey Mouse.
No, nope, nothing at all.
He'll be loving that. He would be, when he listens to this with his headphones on over his big ears. And have you picked up any good tips over your trip tips?
Yeah, plan. That's my number one tip, is plan. I've seen people go over there and not plan, and they've missed loads of stuff. You know, I always say that the food sort of aspect and the drink sort of side, you sort of go off what you fancy and what booze, you know, you look at the booze there, but as in the day-to-day parks and what to do, and even when you're in the parks, like I've got a specific route I take to try and maximize my rides and experiences.
What's your route?
So my first route in Magic Kingdom is I go off to Tomorrowland. I always go off and then...
You go right first, okay.
Yeah, go right. Do obviously Buzz Lightyear, Space Mountain. You know, definitely got to go on the People Mover, 100%. And then just sort of work my way around the back of the park, and then I sort of end on the other side at like Adventureland on the left and all that, and finish there and then come back into the main square, sort of go in a anti-clockwise.
So you're not a zigzagger that some people are. They'll go, all right, we'll do Space Mountain, then we'll do Haunted Mansion, and then we'll do Buzz Lightyear.
No,
and then we'll do Pirates. Like, hang on a minute, you walk, how many miles are you doing in a day?
Yeah, you know, it all depends on sort of the ride times. Like if we're sort of in the middle of the park and we see Haunted Mansion's a 20-minute wait, we're going to go to that first, depending on, you know, if Space Mountain's on a 90-minute wait. But most of the time, it's we're off right into Tomorrowland and doing all that.
Do you do Genie Plus, or do you know, like, okay, this is 20 minutes, I can do this and I don't need to be spending
money? Yeah, I've not really done Genie Plus since it came out. I obviously used to do the old Fastpass system.
Oh, but we miss it. We miss it.
Yeah, we do so much. But I've never, ever done it. I think I just end up just going, it's fine. I can wait.
Yeah.
I'm happy to
wait long enough to be here. Another 20, 30 minutes is nodding on top. Has anybody been giving you advice, knowing that you're going back and suddenly you've got this small person to take with you for the first time? Has anybody been saying, oh, actually, Tyler, you know, this is what I would do, or this is what we've done with the little one?
They said take breaks. Because obviously when we go, it's just without a little one, we've just gone at it, you know.
Yeah.
Conquered Disney, really. they said take breaks. Take your time. There's no sort of rush. I've also seen of like the baby rooms and stuff you can take advantage of, like, to get away from the loud noises and stuff.
Yeah.
I've heard like people and friends say that you've got to use those to your advantage and all, and just make sure that you're just taking a break and relax.
Yeah. Less is more. And of course, if anybody's got any advice for you, drop me a message. We'll share it on the socials. Advice for going to Disney with the little one.
Yes.
I'm going to give you your perfect day at Walt Disney Worlds. You can stay anywhere. You can eat anywhere. Do what you want. Obviously, you know, we haven't got time travel and things like that. and there will be other people in the park. So, you know, be realistic. Yeah. What would you do with your perfect day?
I think I would wake up at Animal Kingdom Lodge. I think that would be my number one place to stay. I wake up, look over their little savannah with all the animals, sort of have breakfast there at Boma and all. Sort of then go into Animal Kingdom, do their rides, do the safari, sort of for the morning aspect of it all, and then hop over to Hollywood Studios in the afternoon to do Galaxy's Edge. Once I've done Galaxy's Edge and done bits of Hollywood Studios, I will then hop on get over to Magic Kingdom, do Be Our Guest as the final thing, and then watch the fireworks at the end. That'll be my perfect day.
That sounds ideal. And you could do that in a couple of months' time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of it.
Actually be doing all that for actual real. You'll have to share your pictures with you when you get back. We'd love to see them.
Oh, definitely. Yes.
Well, have an incredible time when you go. Try not to cry too much. The first time I let them. And have a magical day.
Will do.
We're always looking for podcast guests. So if you or maybe somebody you know would like to come on, if there's somebody in your life who is just always talking about Disney World, they know what to do. They know where to eat. They know the best rides and how to get on them. Send them my way. If you could share all the socials as well, give us a like, give us a follow. Let people know where we are at Pod Magical is where we are on the socials. Don't forget to subscribe. Brand new podcasts coming out every other week. If you're going to Walt Disney World over the next few weeks, have a good time. The pound to dollar has been hovering about the 1.26 mark for the last few days. Temperatures in Orlando, low to mid-20s. Seems quite cool at the minute. If you're buying Genie Plus, obviously it's a little bit more expensive at weekends. The Park Hopper Genie Plus has been hovering around that mid-20s mark, the 25 to 26. $7 mark. That's usually around the same for Magic Kingdom. Animal Kingdom comes in a bit cheaper. The Genie Plus, if you had it just Animal Kingdom, that's a kind of around $15, $16.
If you're going to Epcot, you have the Festival of the Arts for another week over at Universal. Mardi Gras is underway with the Mardi Gras Parade and the concert series this weekend at Universal. You can catch All American Rejects. Next weekend, it's Casey and the Sunshine Band play Universal. Over at SeaWorld, they've got their Seven Seas Music Festival on that goes on right until summer. That incorporates Mardi Gras and St. Patrick's Day and things like that. And they've got live concerts over the weekends. This weekend, there's a Bon Jovi tribute act and a couple of weekends time, Hanson and Gloria Gaynor are going to be on at SeaWorld. So there's quite a lot going on. Good time to go, especially with that cool temperature. If you don't like it too humid, don't forget to tag us any pictures if you're going. And the top tip for this episode is down to security. Now, last few years, security has gone a lot easier over at Walt Disney World. Now they've got those scanners in, but still, you're going through it, you can trigger it off. So just be aware that certain things will make the scanners go off. So if you've got a backpack with something like an umbrella or a metal glasses case or a metal drinks holder type thing, it could set the security alarm off. So rather than being pulled aside and getting to go through your bag, just lift it out before you go and hold it in front of you. So if you've got an umbrella or a metal glasses case, just put it in your hand, hold it straight in front of you as you walk through security, then they can see if anything sets it off. That's what it is. Just makes your day go a bit quicker, then you can get straight in the parks. Don't need to be hanging around, do you? Any top tips, of course, let me know. And once again, if you want to be on the podcast, you know somebody who does, at PodMagical is where we are. We're back in 2 weeks for more magic. Until then, please stand clear of the doors. Yeah.